O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is 1 Corinthians 1, verses 1 through 9. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Grace and Peace by Joel Sabel. Smooth, contoured phrases form the verses of this song. At first, the choruses are sung in quiet wonder, but driving drums and electric guitars build in a joyful crescendo. The voices jump an octave higher and sing in text, in full voice, "What an amazing mystery that your grace has come to me."
Grace and peace, oh, how can this be? For lawbreakers and thieves, for the worthless the least. You have said that our judgment is dead for all eternity, without hope, without rest. Oh, what an amazing mystery. What an amazing mystery that your grace has come to me.
1 Corinthians 1, verses 1 through 9. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is a powerful text that confronts us with the reality of God's faithfulness, a faithfulness that is seen, according to this text, in our justification, the guarantee of our perseverance, and in the assurance that in the day of our Lord, we will be declared guiltless. We can proclaim wholeheartedly that our God is faithful because we are being sustained and we have been called into the fellowship of God's Son. While this is a truth that every Christian should affirm, many of us have a tendency to locate God's faithfulness elsewhere, in material blessings, or sometimes even in a desire for the miraculous. I came across an article on the Babylon Bee a while back entitled, "Amazing, This Incredibly Vague Prophecy Came True." The article described a prayer and healing meeting in which a woman named Sheila Blackman received a, quote, prophecy, which stated that she, quote, would see God shift her outlook, or possibly some kind of change in her work life would happen at some point, or else she would form a new relationship before too long. I want to guess what happened next? The oracle was fulfilled. Now, this may not be your particular temptation, but I think it remains true that many of us fall into the trap of locating God's faithfulness in our present circumstances, in the health of our families, the beauty of our homes, our success in school or work. But this passage asserts that while God may provide in all of those ways and more, our present circumstances are not the measure of his faithfulness. Our God has proven himself faithful in the giving of his Son, in Jesus' bearing the weight of our sin on the cross, in the fellowship that we have with Jesus, and in our perseverance, and the knowledge that on the day of our Lord, on Judgment Day, we will hear God's not guilty verdict over us. So in the moments that follow, take some time to thank God for his faithfulness, and pray that the Spirit would help you to locate his faithfulness in the things that God has actually promised, and not just in the things that you want him to give you. Let's close now with this prayer from Ambrose. Merciful Lord, the comforter and teacher of all your faithful people, increase in your church the desires which you have given, and confirm the hearts of those who hope in you by enabling them to understand the depth of your promises, that all your adopted children may even now behold with the eyes of faith and patiently wait for the light which as yet you do not openly manifest, through Jesus Christ our Lord.